Good morning. So I knew that the seniors weren't going to be here this morning, but this is my chance to give a charge to the seniors, and I really feel like it's what God wants me to do, even though none of them are here this morning. So maybe he wants them to listen to it later, or maybe it's really for you. I don't know. But you get to hear it anyway, because that's what God wants. So we're going to look at a few random verses here that all tie together. And I guess the central theme of my thoughts today for you are about generations and your responsibility as a part of a generation. So the first thing we're going to look at is Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 3, which says, "The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day." So at this point in the scripture, you have the children of Israel who have experienced these wonderful works of God. They were in Egypt, they were enslaved. Not a very good life for them. And God showed all kinds of wonders. As a matter of fact, he hardened Pharaoh's heart for plague after plague just so that he could show his mighty wonders to the children of Israel. But that's not who's talking here, because all of them were dead. Nobody really cared about them at this point. The Lord made not his covenant with our fathers, the people who came out of Egypt, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day. This is something I got a chance when we were in Mexico, actually, to do a podcast interview with some of the people of the church there. And one of the things they asked me is, what kind of advice do you have for the young people? And this is the verse I pulled up. Because, you know, there's a lot of historical things that go into our country as a whole. Our church in particular, your families all have these historically significant things that have happened in our lives. You know, I briefly debated whether I should start calling up young people and asking them secrets about their families, because I know that Keith's kids would have some funny things to share. But you guys all have historical events that are significant to your family. Things that you probably remember because your parents have told you about them, or maybe you've experienced a few of them. But what about your grandparents? David, if I were to bring you up here on stage and I were to ask you about everything that had happened to your grandfather, to Brother Tom, do you know everything that happened in his life? No. Did you know that he was foundational in several of our mission works for churches? You knew a little bit about that? Yeah. There's a lot of historical things that don't get passed down from these generations to generations. So there are two things I want to point out here. The first is this here, that the Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day. It doesn't matter who your father or your mother was, or grandfather or grandmother. It doesn't matter what kind of historical legacy this church has built up to this point. God does not care about all of that in your particular life. What he cares about is that you who are alive here this day are following him in a manner that he asks. And let me tell you, something I think is very evident from the way the scripture puts together how the story of the children of Israel in Egypt and afterwards plays out. When the children of Israel got over the fact that their fathers and grandfathers had been shown mighty wonders in Egypt, when they got over that fact and realized that God was here for them who were alive, he started doing wonders in their lives too. The miracles of God didn't stop when they left Egypt. They continued for generations afterwards. Every generation that was willing to recognize that the God of Egypt was still their God, saw those same kinds of wonders. It's a admonition for us, isn't it? Especially for you younger people. And there's no limit to how young I'm talking about here, RJ. This is you. God made this covenant with you. Not with your mom or dad. Yeah, you. And he wants to show you wonders. Boy, that's a blessing to know that God wants to do that for us. So the next verse I want to show is Psalm 145 and verse 4. Psalm 145 and verse 4, which says, "One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts." Charlie, when was the last time that your grandfather told you about some of the mighty works of God in his life? Has he ever told you about that? Has he told you about when he was saved? I thought this would be an easy question, Brother Kenny. I'm putting you on the spot here. I will tell you, that's one of the things that I've been really convicted about lately. One of my sisters said, "Hey, I really want us to gather all of our kids together and for us to tell our testimonies to them." How in the world are the young people of this church going to know what God has done for us if you don't tell them? I have a little bit of a leg up on most people because my dad likes to talk. He will talk to anyone and everyone. And I also have a leg up on most people because what he likes to talk about the most is the things that God has done in his life. You can't talk to George Kovach for more than 5 or 10 minutes without hearing what God has been doing in his life. And you might hear the entire history of what God has done in his life. You may not leave that night, which is fine because he'll also put you up in one of his beds and he'll give you some food too. "One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts." So I know I said this was a charge to the younger people, and it is, but older people, those who have seen the mighty works of God, are you communicating that out? Another verse along those same lines, Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 7. This goes back to the young people again. This says, "Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations." What are those next three words? Ask thy father. Now, Charlie, I put you on the spot earlier. I said, had your grandfather ever told you his testimony? Now I'm going to put you on the spot again. Charlie, have you ever gone up and said, "Hey, what do you call him, Grandpa? Papa? Papa, how did you come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Did you know that's instruction for you in the Bible? Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee." So obviously there are two very direct charges here. First of all, you young people, if you haven't asked your father and your grandfather and the elders of the church, if you haven't asked them, what brought you to this church? What put the love of Jesus Christ in your heart that you're still here today? Brother Mitch, how many years have you been at Mission Boulevard? 42 years, longer than most of the young people put together here. 42 years worth of serving the Lord at Mission Boulevard. What in the world put that kind of love in his heart that he would be here serving the Lord for 42 years? Do you know, Leora? You don't know, do you? Because you've never asked him. You've never said, "Brother Mitch, what in the world has drawn you to such devotion to God that you for 42 years would be here?" Ask thy father, thy elders, and they will tell thee. Young people, ask. I know it's a little bit awkward, and you're young and you don't want to listen to a lecture from an older person, but there is so much wisdom there. There are things that are going to change your life if you will ask that question. And then for the elders, ask thy father, and what's going to happen? He will show thee. And if you ask thy elders, what are they going to do? They're going to tell thee. Yeah. For you people who have experienced those wonders of God that these young people haven't yet in their lives, why would you be keeping that to yourself? I know it says they should ask, but sometimes you just got to tell. Sometimes the love that God has poured into your life overflows, and you can't hold it anymore, and you have to stand up and shout out to somebody that God did this for me. I wish there was more of that. I wish that I personally would tell my kids more about how powerful God has been in my life, what He saved me from and what He's brought me to. Because that's amazing. It's incredible. It's incredible. He will show thee, and they will tell thee. When they ask you, there is no reason for you not to throw everything on the table there. Amen. You know, when we read about the Israelites in Egypt, we don't just hear all the good things about how they were so faithful and they were confident from the beginning that God would lead them out. They never doubted, never questioned Moses and Aaron, of course, never rebelled, never threatened him. Well, no, of course that's not how it went. We get the good and the bad laid out, and sometimes that's what we have to do too. You know what? There are mistakes that I made in my life, and you need to know about that just as much as you need to know how God saved me from those mistakes. Amen. So my overall challenge for us here, especially for those who are coming up to a graduation, but for all of our church, are you devoted to the cause of Christ? Do the younger people in this church know that you're devoted to the cause of Christ? And more importantly, do they know why? Do they know why, after 40 years, that you are still as devoted to the cause of Christ as you were decades ago? Do they know why this church is important to you? Do they know what God has done in your life? I've been loving the testimonies that we've been having recently, and I'm excited about the one that we have today. And what you're going to hear is generations worth of information packed into 30 minutes or less, which is hard to do sometimes. But young people, ask. Older people, tell. It's time for show and tell here, and not for your pet turtle, but for the things of God, for the things that are eternal, for the things that matter so much in your life that there is nothing that precipitates them. Ask and tell.
We're glad you joined us for our services here at Mission Boulevard Baptist Church. We look forward to having you join us again online, but you are always welcome to personally attend any of our services at the Mission Boulevard Baptist Church here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.